Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests from Tulsa, Oklahoma, John Moreland, plus award winner Susan Burton, and currently living in Brooklyn, New York, Phoebe Hunt. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now, if you would, in welcoming our host of today, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Man, oh man. Welcome to E-Town Hall, the cool solar-powered musical mecca here, the foothills of the Rockies. We have got it all this week. We've got some great music, some great songwriting, singing. We've got stories of life's challenges and hurdles and redemption and reinvention. We're going to meet a woman who grew up in poverty, and then through tragedy, she fell into addiction and prison, only to come out with a determination to help others. We got a songwriter from Oklahoma who grew up in a religious household only to discover punk rock as a teenager and then go on to write such great, honest, and poignant songs that he makes people cry. We've got a young woman who's been playing the violin for almost all her life, and she went to India to study with the masters, went to Texas to hone her skills. Up first, though, John Moreland. He was born in Texas, grew up in Kentucky until he was about 10, and then he moved with his family to Oklahoma, where he still lives. He's been writing songs and listening to records since before he was a teenager. He got into punk rock music, as I said, then he got into rock and roll bands, and finally he started recording, making really great records. He's just released his fourth solo record. He's a remarkably honest writer and singer and performer, and folks have been raving about him in every publication from Rolling Stone to The New Yorker. He's been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he's got some very dedicated fans with good reasons. Please help me welcome, for his first visit to E-Town, John Moreland.
Arkansas River, Salisaw Blue. This town never seen nothing like you. It got silver stars for American gods. I wanna be stone thrown American rise. Well, I don't own anything you don't know. With your bloodshot eyes giving my black heart fits. There's a neon sign that says big bad love, and a noose hanging down from the heavens above. It's no use. God bless these blues. Let's get wrecked and bruised and bad. I need you. Come on, burn right through. Honey, show me I'm not shattered. Down for the count, long for the ride. Sipping cold medicine, running our lives. Slumming our 40 with American songs. They can bury our bodies in American wrong. It's no use. God bless these blues. Let's get wrecked and bruised and battered. I need you. Come on, burn right through. Honey, show me I'm not shattered. Neon sign that says big bad love. There's a noose hanging down from the heavens above. Thank you. let's get wrecked and bruised and bad. I need you, come on, burn right through. Honey, show me I'm not shattered. Slumming out 40 with American songs, they can bury our bodies in American wrong.
Thank you.
I got a taste for poison. I've given up on ever being well, and I keep mining the horizon, digging for lies I've yet to tell. And I wish you were here to softly say my name and calm down all the chemicals tearing through my brain. I don't think I've missed you this much since I was 17. I call you in the morning, but I think this is a dream, Cherokee. Cherokee, where you'd carve those doubts right out. I see it shining through the treetops, but I don't feel you pulling strings anymore. And I still use your old alarm clock. Every morning I get further off the course, and don't I hear you speaking in the noises in this house? Airplanes flying over, shaking all my secrets out. But darling, tell me something I don't already know. I'm aware of where to find you. It hurts too bad to go to Cherokee. Cherokee, where you'd carve those doubts right out of. The world was burning. You had stars in your eyes, shining for a feeling that I can't afford to buy. But everything you taught me still rattles in my head. I'm staying off of Main Street. You're talking to the dead. And Cherokee, Cherokee, I wish you'd carve these doubts right out of me.
Thanks.
John Moreland, welcome.
Thank you so much.
To E-Town. Who's this other John over here?
This is John Calvin Abney.
Sound good. You guys sound good. I see you've got your home state tattooed on your knuckles.
Yeah, I do.
How old were you when you did that one?
Oh, I was pretty old. I was like, I didn't really start getting tattooed till I was my early 20s.
Okay.
So I'm thankful now because I don't have too many stupid ones.
I mentioned that you grew up in a religious household. Your parents probably would have tried to talk you out of that, is my guess.
Well, maybe at one point, but I got really into punk rock from the time I was about 13, so
right.
I think they knew what was coming.
Yeah. I understand you moved from Kentucky when you were about 10 to Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Was there a pathway to music when you landed in Oklahoma? Was there a song or an artist or a instrument or something that just made you figure out you're going to get into music?
It wasn't a song or an artist, but it was my dad's guitar. It's a 51 Martin double aught 18. I think it's a double aught. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, he would play it like once a year at Christmas, and he'd get it out of the closet and play. But when we moved to Oklahoma, I just didn't have any friends yet, and I didn't have anything to do. So I found that guitar in the back of his closet and started playing every day.
And then were you writing songs already back then when you were a teenager figuring out how to play guitar?
Yeah, I mean, I was never too interested in learning songs from the radio or other bands or anything. Mm-hmm. It seemed pretty clear to me that, like, you had to write songs. Like, you know, the bands I liked when I was 10, like Green Day and Weezer or whatever was on the radio, you know, it wasn't like they weren't playing songs that other people wrote. So I thought if I'm going to do that, I got to make up my own songs.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a kind of a legendary music scene in and around Tulsa, you know, depending on which decade you choose. You know, you could be Bob Wills at Kane's Ballroom, or you could be talking about J.J. Cale or Leon Russell. And did you feel any of that history when you were growing up in Oklahoma or Woody Guthrie or whatever? Did you kind of connect with any of that stuff?
You know, those were all kind of just characters that I vaguely was aware of that, you know, I would learn in school about like famous Oklahomans or something and hear those names and, but, you know, I didn't become fans of those icons till the past 10 years or so. But for me, where growing up in Tulsa really made an impact on my music was the current music scene there and the songwriters that are coming out of there right now. Like you mentioned, you had John Fulbright on the show and Parker Millsap and Evan Felker from the Turnpike Troubadours. Yeah. And there's a lot of really good songwriters and good musicians. And so it was being a songwriter, kind of running in the same circle as those guys, I always knew I wanted to really do my best.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing okay, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. You've been doing great. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town here with John Moreland. Did they teach you in school, elementary school, about famous Oklahomans? And did that list include like Will Rogers or Woody Guthrie?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember learning much about them. I just remember like seeing a video in school in fifth grade that was just was like a list of there was probably some other stuff in the video, but the part I remember was like J.J. Cale, Leon Russell, you know, and I think Woody Guthrie and Will Rogers and Gary Busey was on there.
I wonder if they edit the list ever.
Yeah.
Like now that Oklahoma is Oklahoma and Woody Guthrie's the socialist that he always was, I wonder if they take him off the list at some point.
You know, I think they would put him back on the list now. I think it's coming back around. Like
that's cool. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
There's a giant mural of him in Tulsa, right downtown, where everybody can see it, and nobody thinks twice about the giant mural of a socialist in one of the reddest states in America.
I'm all for it. And I think there's the Guthrie Museum is there, right? And now the Bob Dylan collection is moving there. So
that's right.
Tulsa's rocking in so many ways. Let me ask you a little bit about this thing called Folk Alliance.
Okay.
So Folk Alliance is kind of like a trade show for tender souls.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's a gathering of musicians and singers and songwriters. Mm-hmm. Happens once a year. I've been a few times, and they have hotel rooms where people set up, right? And and they just kind of display their wares. And
yeah, you just wander around the hotel rooms, and you play like a 20-minute set, you know, so you play like four songs maybe, and then you run to another hotel room and do the same thing and try to, you know, 10 times a night, every night, the whole time.
But the idea is you're hoping to get a gig, right? You're hoping to, like, get booked at some festival.
Yeah, you can kind of, like, network with people, and maybe somebody will see you that does house concerts. And
it's both collegial and humbling, it seems like, you know. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
But you had a good experience there not too long ago.
I did, yeah. I met my wife there, so that was... I don't need to go back. I got everything out of it.
Well, it's cool that worked out, that you guys found each other and you got married and this is all happening. One last thing. I know Rachel Maddow is a huge fan of yours. Do your parents know who Rachel Maddow is?
I'm not sure if they do. I think I jokingly tweeted one time or said it in an interview or something that Rachel Maddow said something nice about me, and I said that's the first time my dad has ever agreed with Rachel Maddow. But... I don't know if he knows who Rachel Maddow is, but that would still be true regardless.
Well, she is among many who are fans of yours, John. So thanks for stopping by. We'll get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, John Moreland.
Thanks. Not a souvenir. Singing from behind a sad veneer. And David, it's a loser calling card. When they brought the gavel down so hard, well, it takes a long time to get it back. The bread you made and the breath you lack. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it. Amen. So the pulling all the stops out. You better start pulling all your props out. I hope nobody has a sharpened word. For such a precious little bluebird. Well, it takes a handshake to do it right. Friends you lost in the wars you fight. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it.
That's John Moreland, along with John Calvin Abney on the guitar. The record's called Big Bad Love, out on 4AD Records in Tulsa, Oklahoma. John Moreland. They'll be back to play some more music later on in the show. Such a great sound.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. By the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates, community stations, college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. This is E-Town. John Moreland is going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, a great fiddler and singer-songwriter from Texas, now living in New York, Phoebe Hunt, is here and will be out in just a bit. But before we get back to music, we're going to introduce you all to somebody we got to know with the help of a listener. Somebody, every week we get to do this. We get to meet somebody who is literally stepping up and making a difference in their hometowns and beyond. These are often volunteers and people we find out about in all kinds of ways. But these are small stories that often add up and make real big differences. So we're inspired by these every single time. We're very excited about this one. Here comes Helen to tell you about this week's Achievement Award winner. Here's Helen.
Thank you, Nick. Susan Burton was born in the 1950s in the housing projects of Los Angeles. Her world changed in an instant when her 5-year-old son was killed. Consumed by grief and without access to professional help, Susan self-medicated, becoming addicted first to cocaine, then crack. She was eventually arrested and for 20 years cycled in and out of prison. Unbelievably, Susan was never offered therapy or addiction treatment during her periods of incarceration. It was while she was out of prison and on her own that she found her way to a private drug rehabilitation facility. Once clean, she went on to dedicate her life to supporting women facing similar struggles. The nonprofit she founded now operates several safe homes in LA that offer a crucial lifeline to countless women through job training and referrals, drug counseling, psychological support, and more, for a fraction, by the way, of what it would cost to incarcerate them. All this while providing them the possibility of a life of meaning and dignity. Now, Susan's here with us in person to tell us all about this and also about the book she's written about her journey. Please welcome this week's Achievement Award winner from Los Angeles, California, Susan Burton.
Susan, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
First of all, I just want to express my sympathy. Helen just telling us that you lost your son a number of years ago. Yeah. That must have been the hardest thing in the world.
Yes.
How did that happen?
So he was playing in the street, and a LAPD detective accidentally hit him, and he died.
Oh, man.
There's no hurt that deep.
No.
Yes.
So you began a journey, and you kind of found a way for you to just get lower and lower, basically.
You know? No, I didn't know what to do with the pain, the grief, mm-hmm. the anger, the rage, and I began to drink. It escalated to illegal drug use, and I was incarcerated for it. And I cycled in and out and in and out, and I just like... didn't ever think that anything was going to change. Mm-hmm.
Were you going in and out of the same prison?
The same prison.
So you were seeing the same guards repeatedly?
Same guards.
And they said, okay, here comes Susan.
Yeah, and when they released me, they'd be like, I'll see you back again.
Oh, man. So how did you break that cycle?
I found a treatment facility. I talked with a friend, and they told me about a place. I found my way there, and I got better.
Yeah. And then when you got better, did you found employment? You found a way to engage?
I found employment. I began to be a caregiver, and the woman I was taking care of asked me to move in with her, and I saved my money. That allowed me to save all of my money, and eventually her family put her into a care facility. And, you know, I thought about all the women like me that were cycling in and out too, because you come back to the community, you have no ID, you have no Social Security card. You know, you've just really been traumatized in a prison, and you need help. And I got a little house. I took my savings and got a little house, and I'd wait for my friends to get off the bus downtown Skid Row, Los Angeles. I'd tell them, hey, girl, I have a house. If you want to come live there, you know, there's a bed for you there. And it just grew from there.
Wow.
I think both men and women who have addiction problems should not be incarcerated. I don't believe that we should use prisons for punishment of addiction or mental health.
Right.
You know, and we do it a lot in this country.
Right. Yeah.
And I see, you know, for a fraction of the cost for prison, and in California, the cost is $75,000 a year. At a New Way of Life, it's $18,000 a year. And at the end of the year, there's women going to school, going to work, parenting. Just, I mean, we have five homes now.
Oh, well. So you've expanded.
We have five homes now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow.
And I really let them know that a New Way of Life is not a rest home. This is a place for you to get your life back together.
Yeah.
And we understand the challenges, the wall of no's that people face. But
right.
If you keep getting up and you keep trying, something will happen.
Yeah. What's your batting average for people coming through, coming in and then staying in?
It's in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s, the success rate.
Wow. That's
you
amazing.
Know,
wow.
While we have rules, we also understand that everybody's different, and there's no cookie-cutter approach.
Right.
And we work with each person right where they are and allow them to rise to their own potential.
Yeah.
So that makes for a recipe for success.
Yeah.
A New Way of Life has grown to not only housing. We have a legal department for post-conviction relief. We have an attorney to help women work through the Department of Children and Family Services and the courts to support them to get their children back.
Wow.
So we really built out this whole reentry mechanism.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I've just published my first book.
Right. Well, I'm not surprised you've written a book, because it's an incredible story.
Yes.
When did you start all this?
In 1998.
And any idea how many women have come through the program so far?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000 women.
Over 1,000
women. Holy smokes.
Yes.
And this is called A New Way of Life.
A New Way of Life Reentry Project.
A New Way of Life Reentry Project. Now, if somebody wants to either support your efforts or learn more about what you're doing or see photos or case studies of people who've been through it, is there a website or something like that where people
there
can
There is go? A website. The website is anewwayoflife.org. The book title is Becoming Miss Burton. They can go to becomingmissburton.com for more information about the book. So,
oh, that's cool. Such an inspiring story. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your success.
Thank
your
you.
Book, your organization, A New Way of Life, .org.
All right.
The book is called Becoming Ms. Burton. Susan Burton, winner of this week's Achievement Award. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining us.
Thank you.
You can listen to this interview again in full on our website, etown.org. Also, if you want to nominate someone doing great work to better the lives of others like Susan or helping the planet in some way, you can do that on our website as well by heading to our homepage and clicking on the word award at the far right of the top of the menu there. You can learn specifically what we look for, and you can submit your nomination there. Or if you'd rather, you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Susan. Such an inspiring story. Amazing. We've got more music coming up from John Moreland in just a little while. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Phoebe Hunt lives in Brooklyn, New York. She was born and raised in Austin, Texas. Went to college down there. She cut her musical teeth in that whole Austin music scene. But her parents were both yogis who met in New York City. She grew up doing yoga and has been to India a few times. She's been in several bands, including The Gatherers, The Belleville Outfit. She's toured with Ben Soli and many others. But lately, she's been making her own records. Good records. And please welcome for her first visit to E-Town, Phoebe Hunt.
It's been really amazing just to be here today, hanging out with these guys. We had a really great rehearsal this afternoon, and this entire band learned all these songs. Why don't you guys give it up for this incredible house band?
I just wanna have good blood with you. just wanna have good blood with you. I just wanna have good blood with you.
Phoebe Hunt, welcome to E-Town. So glad you're here. Sound great.
Thank you, Nick.
All the way from New York City. But you're a Texas gal, really.
That's right.
Yeah. I have to ask, I spoke with John Moreland about his religious household growing up. Your parents met as followers of Guru Swami Satchananda, right?
Yes.
So was that a part of your youth, your growing up, that those traditions or whatever that was about?
Definitely.
So is there more than yoga and love and bliss? Was there some structure and ritual? What happened?
Well, my parents didn't run our household like an ashram or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty American. I did learn what the fish pose was and the butterfly. And I used to do handstands on the wall all the time. And we used to stretch while watching TV. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, let's sit and meditate now.
Right.
My mom tried to teach me how to meditate at a very young age, but I definitely rejected it. I was like, what? I'm busy right now. I can't do
But they must have been pretty fun too, your folks, right?
They're really wonderful people. Yeah, they have deep spiritual principles that they share, which is great because, you know, I was taught many deep truths as a really young person, which I believe fully. Like, there are many paths to the same destination. You know, all the rivers lead to the same ocean, that kind of thing. The truth is one, the paths are many. And it kind of made me open my eyes when I saw all the different religious dogmas that are out there. And you can just take the best parts and you can realize that we're all human and we all have parts of us that are not great, but we all have parts of us that are great. And all the religions, I think, have great elements to them. And if you look deeply, there's truth and light and beauty and bliss.
Yeah. I do want to ask you about going to study music and meditation in India. So you've done that fairly recently, where you go over there and have a combination of silent meditation for a number of days and then music lessons.
So it was January of last year, and my husband Dominic and I, he agreed to go on this crazy journey with me really quickly. I just suggested it, and he said, I'm down. Mm-hmm. And we decided we'd take the first month of the year to rewire our brains, or at least start the process. So it was a 10-day Vipassana meditation retreat.
And no talking.
Right.
10 days, no talking, you and your husband. And
well,
others.
It wasn't just us. Like, there was 100 of us.
Yeah.
We were out in the middle of nowhere, in like by a cow pasture, in the fields out in rural area. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I wanted to experience the stuff that the locals would be able to afford and go to. Yeah. And that was what we did. And it was like, they hand you a wool blanket. They say, this is where you're sleeping. And you won't see each other again for the next 10 days. And okay, that's it.
Wow.
Give us your computer and your fiddle.
So when you went from that meditation retreat to study with a musical teacher, did you find that you were, in fact, as a musician, changed in some way or more open to hearing or listening or feeling music?
Definitely. I mean, well, we both just missed music so much. Mm-hmm. So after Vipassana, we went back to Pune and met up with 10 musician friends and studied the scale systems of one of the Eastern practices. And it wasn't necessarily the most popular lineage, but it's a really scientific one that explores every possibility of note creation, which can take a lifetime or three to really get to. So it was just more like a foot in the door, a toe in the ocean of the possibilities of creation.
I see. I'm feeling like we're going to sully your reputation a little bit by playing music. Is that okay? And we're going to have Phoebe Hunt back now, as opposed to your enlightened self.
It's all the same.
Okay. All right. Well, then with that in mind, are we ready to play somewhere?
Yeah, I love music.
All right. We're going to go back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Phoebe Hunt.
if any of y'all know what a lint head gal is, she's basically a woman of the Industrial Revolution who moved from the farms into the cities for her own independence. So the songwriter I wrote this song with, Sean Mullins. He's incredible. This is basically the story of his grandmother.
Be no farmer's wife. I'm moving to the city. I'm bound to be a lint head gal. I'm gonna change my world. I'm picking up, I'm putting down. I'm factory educated. I never tried to be civilized, but I can change my world. I ain't got a ma, ain't got a pa, ain't got no blood related. Couldn't keep me satiated. Yeah, love is overrated. Yeah, I can see right through the mud, right through the bone and marrow. I'm getting back down where the mud hits the ground. I'm flying like a sparrow. I'm flying like a sparrow. A mercy and a glory, a mercy and a glory.
All right, we got one more for you today. This one's called Just For Tonight.
Just for tonight, won't you hold me like you've never held me before? Just for tonight, won't you haunt my memories? Can we fly through the night on a gold tapestry? Waking up in the morn to our river of dreams. And just hold me tight, just for tonight. I will hold you like I've never held you before, just for tonight. Put your hand. With a comforting glance,
on that fairyland train and just hold me
Songs Ron Jolly, Chris Engelman, Christian Teal, Ellen Foister singing along. The record is called Shanti's Shadow, out on Popcorn Records. Phoebe Hunt, she'll be back later.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Z-A-Y-O.com. By the way, if you missed some of this week's show, or you'd like to hear it again, or to share this with your friends, the podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows are available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. Each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like Tyne FM, the Rhythm of Tyneside, and Newcastle upon Tyne in England, on WUWF NPR for Florida's Great Northwest in Pensacola, Florida, and our newest station, WVOD 99.1 FM, The Sound in Nags Head, North Carolina. Thank you all for tuning in. And as always, if you want more information about any of our guests, all that stuff is on the web at etown.org. You can also find out about how to get tickets to upcoming shows. You can connect with us and even our award winners and other guests. So all that's there. Everybody doing okay so far? Holding up? So we are fans of the variety show. We like pieces and parts of different things and people from different places and trying to connect the dots because we are all in this together. And this is what E-Town is all about. Right now, would you please help me welcome back John Moreland? Thank you.
Well, I'm staring at the sky with a lump inside my throat. I'm as green as the grass and every song you wrote. Well, babe, I'm afraid I lost it all before you knew I had it. Boxes full of dust are falling from the attic. I threw my love into the ocean and I found it in the sand. And I need you to tell me who I am. I got years worth of work. I'm running low on tools. And I've been worshiping the words of weary, worn out fools. We stood out on the sidewalk, throwing feathers at the castle. Be careful what you wish for. Baby, look a little fragile. And they'll blow smoke in your direction till you don't know where you stand. And I need you to tell me who I am. Well, I never cared for anyone so much. I was born with a bomb inside my gut. Been so long looking that you never really see. I need you to tell me what to be. Babe, I'm afraid I lost it all before you knew I had it. I only wanted one thing, and I put my faith in magic. I threw my love into the ocean, and I found it in the sand. And I need you to tell me who I am.
Thank you so much.
That's John Moreland from Tulsa, Oklahoma, along with John Calvin Abney on guitars and harmonica and vocals. The record's called Big Bad Love out on 4ID Records. John Moreland. We've got time for one more song. I want to get everybody out here, and I want to thank all of our guests. It's really been a great night. It's been a great evening. I want to thank everybody. Thanks to Phoebe Hunt for coming out from New York City. Thanks to our award winner, Susan Burton. Such an amazing, incredible story of generosity in the face of tragedy. Thanks to John Moreland along with John Calvin Abney. Great songs, great playing. Thanks for joining us. We got one more song. This is actually another one of John's we're going to dive into right now. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
E-Town's recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, email us at info@etown.org or connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook.
One for the money, four on the floor. You were born last week with your foot in the door. I heard truth is what songs are for. Nobody gives a damn about songs anymore.
One for the money, four on the floor. You were born last week with your foot in the door. I heard truth is what songs are for. Nobody gives a damn about songs anymore.
Distribution is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
John Moreland.
Thank you.
Phoebe Hunt. The E-Tones, Helen. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.